We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sademan.
We're live on the radio.
Delivering the best calls of Cubs and DePaul game.
Kicks and delivers. Morrell swings, drills one deep to left, way back. This could go. It's gone. Demons pull off the upset. They knocked off the eighth-ranked Xavier Musketeers.
Former Bears radio sideline reporter.
Down here with Jay Cutler. What were you guys trying to do on that play to Martellus Bennett?
We're trying to score.
A man with a great head of hair.
And what color would your hair be, Zach?
Luscious red locks, Pat. Thank you so much for asking. It's real and it's spectacular. Some would refer to it as Syracuse orange.
Zach Zaidman.
The ginger-haired genius. He was a hit yesterday, right, guys?
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mark Brody in for Mully. Time now to go out to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. That's where we find The Score's very own Zach Zaidman, the Cubs pre- and post-game host, a man who takes the fifth but actually has something to say. Good morning, Zach.
That was good.
Good morning, guys. I thought David Ross said it perfectly yesterday. It was a great tone setter. You know, you never want to make too much of an opener or just one specific baseball game during the regular season. It's not like football, where up until last year, every single game really does matter during an NFL regular season because it's a playoff to get into the playoffs. And most of the time, you're not really happy if your team loses, except for Bear season last year. And hopefully they get rewarded for it this season with some of the moves that they made. And speaking of rewards, I thought that's why yesterday was important at Wrigley, because you have all these eyeballs focused on your team anytime you have opening day. Cubs made a lot of moves in the offseason. There was a lot of buzz because they added a lot of championship experience, names that you recognize. There are all these new rules that have been added to the game to make it better. And you got this nifty package created where immediate contributions by the guys that they brought in and the rules played perfectly to what you want from an aesthetic standpoint. A 2 hour and 21 minute game, snappy, a lot of action, even though you didn't have any big extra base hits. To me, it was the perfect package to say, here is this new era of Major League Baseball and this new era of Cubs baseball. Go enjoy it. And it definitely was enjoyable.
No doubt. And you know, Dansby Swanson, I've been saying, Zach, I felt relief for him just because you don't want that like horrible slump to start off your career. He did not play particularly well in spring training, go 3-for-4 with an RBI and a run and look legitimate in doing it. But I think my favorite part about the game, Zach, was Marcus Stroman to Keegan Thompson to Brad Boxberger to Michael Fulmer, and then good defense behind all of those guys. It seems like that's like the ideal day for David Ross and a blueprint we can look forward to, right?
Yeah, you knew going in that the things you could count on, one, the starting pitching. It's not a group that wows you in the sense that you're throwing flamethrowers out there every single game, but it's a reliable bunch, and they certainly were at the tail end of last season. Look, the Cubs after the All-Star break, Rhodey, they were great last year. They played terrific baseball. The veteran pitchers that were on the staff, guys like Stroman and Smiley, were very effective. Justin Steele had a really nice stretch following the All-Star break that ended a little bit early with the back injury. But Stroman basically continuing what he did at the tail end of last season. If you go back and you look at what he's done over his last eight starts, he's got a 1.00. 3.88 ERA during that span, and that includes the tail end of last year as well as what he did yesterday. And to me, while you don't quite know for sure how the bullpen's going to play out on a year-to-year basis, and with the Cubs, at least over the last couple of years, it's been first half, second half, just because of all the trades that they've made, David Ross and Tommy Haddavy have shown a terrific job of being able to quickly identify here's what we have, and here's what we have to do with those guys, and here's how to put everybody in a position to be successful, and you saw that yesterday. So you got an indication that at the end of the bullpen, it'll be Boxberger and Fulmer, and then in the middle there, you have the luxury now of having Keegan Thompson as well as Adbert Alzolay. There's a lot to like about the way that bullpen is constructed. You knew the defense would be terrific. It was huge double play to get out of that bases loaded jam in the third. Now the question becomes, and it was a question before the game started, where's the power going to be generated from? And hopefully they get enough guys on base like yesterday where it doesn't become too big of an issue.
So, Zach, you spent a lot of time in Arizona. You had no offseason. You went straight from DePaul out to spring training, and you're around the Cubs and these players, and we wondered, while Dansby Swanson was struggling, what effect pressure might be playing in him pressing and all of those things. We see yesterday three hits and having the big runs batted in and all of those things that make you feel like, all right, he's exhaled and this is a great start. What's he like to be around? What do you think that, how would you describe his impact on that clubhouse and what his impact might be in this market, on this team overall?
I think he's a guy who's been there, done that. There's nothing that's too big for him. This guy is all about winning. He was about winning when he was at Vanderbilt. He was about winning when he was in Atlanta. And when you start to watch a guy and how he acts, that's what you see. You see a guy who's a Major League Baseball veteran, a good guy. I think that was part of the deal this offseason. And it's clear that in addition to finding guys who kind of fit the motif of building that bridge to the prospects that are on the way, it was about making sure that you found leaders, guys that know how to win. Because the last couple of years, let's be honest, you had guys, and it was fun, that second half after the trading deadline in 2021, it was fun to watch what Frank Schwindel did. Patrick Wisdom is one of the few guys who truly was able to make it with what we saw before, and now he's here, and he was the perfect guy to talk to, I thought, because of what you just talked about with Swanson. I asked him yesterday, what's it like? And he just said, you look to your left, you look to your right, and you know that these guys aren't trying to learn the game like you. They know the game. You follow what a Dansby Swanson does. You follow what a Trey Mancini does. You follow what a Cody Bellinger does. And just in terms of how to prepare, the tricks of the trade, the conversations that now take place in the workout room, in the dugout during games, when you're going out to dinner on the road, when you're on the plane, those little tricks of the trade matter. So when you're if you're a young player and you're sitting next to Marcus Stroman or you're sitting next to Jameson Taillon, you're learning the game of baseball. You're in that bullpen. You're sitting next to Boxberger or Fulmer. You're learning what it takes to be able to respond in the biggest of moments. And as for Swanson, his numbers against Corbin Burns are through the roof. So now, after yesterday's performance, he's hitting .583 in his career against Corbin Burns. I do want to stress that over the course of his major league career, Swanson has been a slow starter, which is why I wasn't paranoid during the spring. He did light it up in the last couple of games, hit back-to-back home runs in Arizona in his final two spring training games before coming out here, several web gems. So that continued yesterday. But just a memo, over the course of his career, kind of like Anthony Rizzo, he's been a slow starter in the regular season, but always by the end, the numbers have been where they were. So that's why I'm pumping the brakes on Dansby Swanson for now. But I think he's been as good as advertised in terms of the stuff that you want, the intangibles that he was signed for, in addition to the production that you saw over the last few years.
Hey, Zach, you mentioned a little bit the pace of the game, and obviously we've been talking about it this morning. How was it from your perspective in broadcasting the game? Did it feel different at all?
Well, luckily I've been able to do a few of these from the spring. And what's not to love? I think it's been, it's the type of thing you want to see if you're trying to grow the game. baseball had its best spring training in years, not just because of these new rules. You know, they didn't have the new rules in the WBC. But I thought, you know, coming off the momentum that the World Baseball Classic built and this new way that baseball is being played, which is essentially the way it used to be played when most of us were kids, and it's the way you want it to be played realistically when you watch the game, I think it's a great thing. I think it'll help the younger generation that doesn't have time to spend focusing on things. Look, you can't spend every single night 4 hours watching baseball. Like, think about why basketball is so popular. It's because, you know, in a snappy 2.5 hours, you're going to see a lot of action, you're going to be entertained, and that's that. And hopefully baseball can get to that point. Time is essential. Time is money. And that's why I think the fact that you're going to see more action in a quickly produced product that doesn't take away the things that make baseball great, to me, it's a win-win for everybody.
I think you're right, Zach. But I can't get past – it was the fastest home opener since 1986. And you look around Major League Baseball, and there were, you know, 15 games, and only five of them were longer than 3 hours. And you see it's going to change the way that we internalize it, why we consume it. But I'm wondering from your perspective, you know, we love traditionally – like, Ron Coomer, tell us about this grip on a slider. What about this swing and two-strike approach? What are you going to do here? And I think those moments, they're going to naturally have to be condensed. I don't think we're going to miss out in anything. I think we'll get used to it. But I do think, isn't there going to be a slight adjustment period? Maybe you've already done that at spring training. You guys are pros, and we love it because it's such a great listen. But I think overall, throughout the industry, aren't there going to be fewer moments to expand and stretch and be, you know, to tell those kind of stories in the length that we used to hear them?
So we've got a Hall of Famer in the booth in Pat, and we've got one of the best storytellers in baseball in Coom, and you have that third guy in the booth as well. I think that we're still going to have the entertainment portion of the broadcast that you've become accustomed to. It just may be a little bit different in how it's presented. For example, if that slider grip that you talked about, instead of you being able to talk about it over the course of one pitch while you're waiting for pitch number two to be delivered, now it might be delivered over the course of three or four pitches, which is not a bad thing. And those laughs may take you through three or four pitches where before it might have been over the course of a stoppage in play of some kind.
Right.
I think we want action. I think the reason that we focused a lot on the entertainment is because there were times where there was a lack of action for long periods of time. You guys had Theo Epstein on the show during the offseason, and he talked about it. There used to be gaps of 4 minutes before the ball was put in play. That's not good for the game, no matter how entertaining we are in the booth. So I think now the fact that you can get a little bit of both, the fact that the ball is being put in play, that you do hear the crack of the bat in the background as something happening and we might have to stop a story because something's happening on the field, that is a good thing because that means you're getting nonstop entertainment in every single form, which is the way it should be. If you listen to a Cubs game on the score, for those 2.5 hours, it should be an escape from everything that's going on in real life. And I think it will be, and it will be more fun because now you can throw the baseball in there with the entertainment. What is not to like, David?
Nothing. I'm not saying that it bothers me. I'm saying that there's got to be an adjustment. I love it because everybody wants to get in and out. Of course, I just think there is going to be an adjustment. That's all.
It'll make the brain teasers a little bit harder because, you know, they have to be shorter.
Please don't touch the attendance game.
And the attendance game now sometimes, as we noticed yesterday, it comes over the course of maybe a couple of innings.
Yes, that's what I mean. It takes a little while.
Good things come to those who wait, right?
Right.
So are you like me, Zach, when I was doing the job, like it's 7-1, you're like, uh-oh, got to find those brain teaser questions.
I always come prepared with at least one brain teaser ready to go.
Got to.
It's not an enjoyable part because
as
you're sitting there, you're thinking, well, this could be a blowout in a bad way for the Cubs.
Right.
And you know, you're thinking negatively in those situations. But I don't, you know, the way this team is constructed, you kind of figure there aren't going to be as many brain teasers as years gone by. So I'm kind of excited about that. But, yeah, you always have to be prepared with at least one because, you know, Pat is so – I think Pat has heard every single trivia question known to man when it comes to baseball. So, you want to have the good fastball going. You don't want to throw a knuckler up there and just hope that the guy swings and misses.
Well, Zach, the Brewers hitter certainly looked stumped at the plate. Marcus Stroman had him guessing, and he was really as good as he needed to be. And he has taken this role on of ace, if you will, without Kyle Hendricks healthy, with him getting the opening day start. Marcus Stroman delivered yesterday. I hope it's sustainable. I hope he stays healthy. But, boy, was he locked in. And when he's that locked in, he's tough.
Yes, and keep in mind that I think the World Baseball Classic helped him because here's a guy who clearly wants to be on the mound in the biggest moments. So he went to play for Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. Once you deal with that, an opening day at Wrigley Field is not a big deal. I think he signed with the Cubs because he felt that he could elevate his career to that next level and be in the moments that he was in yesterday where, you know, you're the guy, you're the man in the big moments. And it was good to see. And I think that and it's hard to do this, but if you go back to last season, you know, he had the shoulder thing going early on. He said because players didn't have the normal amount of time to get ready for the season because coming out of the lockout, it seemed like everything was rushed and there was a truncated training period before the regular season started. Then he got hit with a really bad case of COVID right at the beginning of the year. So it took him a while to get right. But once he was right, you saw pretty much the pitcher down the stretch last year that you saw yesterday, that you saw in the World Baseball Classic, that you saw in Cactus League action this spring. So if this is who he is and he stays healthy, I think the Cubs have some depth in that rotation because keep in mind, they got five guys right now who they feel really comfortable with, and we're not even talking about Kyle Hendricks, who's trying to work his way back from that shoulder injury to be a part of the mix before all is said and done.
Yep, looking forward to seeing Jameson Taillon next. And we haven't even asked you, Zach, what was the evaluation process like for you and Coombe watching Pat throw out the first pitch? And like he's done a million times, leading the seventh inning stretch, always a big deal.
The stretch was flawless. He got the bleachers involved.
That was great.
Yeah, never rushed the pace. You know, it was you're doing it my way. A little bit of Sinatra to him when he takes the microphone. In that instance, I did tell him prior to, because, you know, he calls the final out there in the top half of the seventh inning. I said, Pat, there's no need to say that you're going to be singing the stretch. Let the PA announcer do it. Jeremiah introduced him. It was great. Terrific job. As for the first pitch, you know, when Pat was inducted into the Chicago Cubs Hall of Fame last year, the first pitch, we don't like to talk about it on the broadcast. It was not one that you want to replay over and over again. But yesterday.
Moved up a little bit.
Clearly spent the offseason warming up the arm, practicing.
It's great the pitch
advice.
Lab.
Yeah, exactly. He did spend time in the pitch lab. Doesn't want to admit it. You know, Pat, not a big modern technology guy.
No.
But when you get him with the modern technology, it's next level. And clearly that's what happened in the offseason. Coombe gave him some great advice. Always aim high.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a wild pitch. You're not going to sail the ball over the catcher's head. Just aim high and you'll get it there. And Coombe said it was a blazing fastball. Pat said it was more of a blazing 41 mile per hour pitch. So it was more of a changeup that kind of floated into the zone, but he got it there and it looked fantastic. That's one they're going to be replaying over.
I think
over
the Air Force also says aim high. That's their slogan.
It was like a position pitcher pitching. That's what it was like.
So Zach, your man for many seasons, before we let you go, please indulge us. UConn, Miami, UConn in the Final Four. I think you told us they would be there. Is UConn going to be cutting down the nets Monday night?
You'd be crazy at this point to say no, right? When I talked to you guys at the Big East tournament a few weeks back, you asked me who I thought, who to keep an eye on. And I said that the most impressive team I've seen this season is UConn. And the way I saw them against DePaul is the way they've looked against everyone in the NCAA tournament. These games have not been close. I think Iona kind of gave them a little bit of a run for a half, But after that, they've blown everybody out that they faced. Their defense is phenomenal. They've got the great high-low action with Adama Sanogo on the interior. Jordan Hawkins is the latest in a long list of great UConn shooters over the years, dating all the way back to Ray Allen and Rudy Gay and all the guys that you see in the NBA. And the latest one is Jordan Hawkins. They have a couple of transfers leading them at the point guard position. Danny Hurley is a terrific coach, so you never feel as though the guy on the other sideline is going to outwit him. These are impressive things. Now, I wasn't around UConn between the time that they made the Final Four and the time that they reached the Final Four, and who knows when you go back on campus, you know, what people are telling you on the campus and whether or not you're still doing the same things and still focused on the job at hand as opposed to celebrating. But you got to figure with the group that, knowing Hurley, knowing the group that UConn is, I have a feeling we could be in store for a couple of blowouts here this weekend and a fifth championship for the UConn Huskies.
Great stuff, Zach. Enjoy the day off. Look forward to tomorrow night. Tomorrow during the day, Jamison Tyone against the Brewers goes for the Cubs in the second game of the season. Thanks for your time.
No, Justin Steele gets the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Steele does? Oh,
yeah, so I was talking earlier to our guy Kevin.
Okay.
So I said, got to see Steele. That's how I said
Yeah. I stand corrected. I'm reading it wrong off the probable pitchers in our rundown, but we will make the adjustment accordingly. Justin Steele.
Yes.
Grody's guy.
It's a day of record.
Yeah, and Tyone and Steele, by the way, had a really good season last year, obviously, after the All-Star break. He looked like he belonged. Tyone gets the ball on Sunday against the Brewers. He looked fantastic in his last couple of outings in the spring. A lot to like when it comes to the starting rotation.
Well, enjoy your day off anyway.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah.
Zach Zayman, see you guys. The Cubs pre- and post-game host here on The Score, does the fifth inning a great job, and also DePaul basketball knows a little bit about a lot of things, that guy.
What was that little line you gave him? The I plead the fifth, but I'm not in the fifth. That's
I
my
said,
team.
I said a man who takes the fifth but still has a lot to say.
That's really good. Was that, is that new? Did you just come up with
I
that?
I just kind of came up with that.
That's,
I mean,
that's
I don't
great.
Know if it's like anything profound.
I enjoyed it. No, I mean, it wasn't.
He takes the fifth inning,
yeah.
You know?
Well, that's great.
A man who takes the fifth.
Right.
But Zach's got a lot to say.
He
you
does.
Know that.
Hey, you get one inning, man. You got to get it all out.
I don't just mean about, you know, what's going on in front of him. Zach has thoughts.
Yeah, he does.
And
he does.
We appreciate all of his thoughts.
He has good thoughts.
We have more thoughts, too, to share. We'll do that when we come back. It's Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Here's the pitch.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just honestly, I'm just super thankful and grateful to be in this moment and to have that energy. Like, this fan base is truly special. I've played in this league for a while now, and to have a fan base that shows up like that before the game, during the game, it's truly incredible and special. So I get the chills when I walk out there before the game, and I love to kind of take that all in. That's why we work as hard as we do, is to be in these moments. And I just love to give that energy and that love back to the fans. Like I said, they get there super early, and I could feel the passion from them the second I step out of that dugout. So I want them to know that I love it. I love it all from the bottom of my heart.
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Marcus Stroman, after his outstanding performance on opening day in throwing six shutout innings and being somebody who looked at times unhittable, he gave up three, but he was dominant, and he was every bit as good as the Cubs needed him to be. And what I like about Marcus Stroman is that he embraces everything about being at Wrigley Field, and you hear it when he talks about Wrigley Field. And I know he's not for everybody because they react to how he will come back at them on social media, and I'm not even acknowledging or I'm looking at that stuff. Marcus Stroman, the Cubs ace, is, number one, a guy that you can – he looks the part yesterday. And then – number two, appreciating everything about where he's doing this and savoring the experience. A lot to like, Mark Grody.
I also like the way he reacts on the field when it, like, a big play is made behind him. Third inning, bases loaded, one out. Our guy, Roddy Tellez, at the plate, gets him to ground into a double play. Fists are a pumping, you know, giving credit to the infielders. Was not a perfect day. I mean, he had to have been a little bit like, why you keep dropping the ball, Yan Gomes? Why are you dropping the ball like that? You're not the, you know, we can put Tucker Barnhart right into
the
game.
Didn't faze him. Didn't faze him.
Yeah. I mean, strikes out the side in the first. It wasn't like consecutive, but struck out the side in the first. Told you the third inning stuff. And then, you know, to give six strong innings like that on opening day, I mean, yeah.
One of the moments I thought was funny was that beyond the pitching was there was a foul pop-up, and it was like watching a Little League game. Marcus Stroman and Eric Hosmer over a fly ball. And, yeah. And Stroman runs over there, and he's like, I'm going to get it. I got it. And then Hosmer, because he's taller, you know, he goes to the tall guy. Yeah. He catches it, but it reminded me of Stroman and – he used to be a shortstop. Didn't he go to Duke to play middle infield?
I had forgotten that.
He was a shortstop. He fields the position well. I think they even asked him last year, and memory is a little fuzzy here, but during one of the interviews when he came to the Cubs, he was asked if he could still play shortstop at the major league level if he had to. And he was like, oh, yeah.
No, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because he's that athletic. And you saw him wanting to do that and make every play like a 12-year-old who is the best player on his team.
Man, I think it would be really fun if he put up a season like that. Like, if he really just has a terrific season. Because, I mean, I said it last week, the problem with the Cubs is that they don't have the starting rotation to make the playoffs, unless you get extraordinary performances like you did out of Marcus Stroman, like you are going to have to get out of Jameson Taillon and I guess Justin Steele too, but it's really those top two guys that you really have to get that out of.
He would disagree. Marcus Stroman would disagree.
Disagree with what?
He'd disagree that they don't have the starting rotation to get to the playoffs.
Well, of course he would disagree.
I know. He
with
has
that.
Said, though, he went through every guy yesterday, and he even used – Wesnesky.
Okay.
He called Wesnesky nasty.
Okay.
And he talked about Justin Steele, your guy who you like to doubt. Jameson Taillon. He talked about Drew Smyly. And then Kyle Hendricks, by the way, is coming back. This rotation has to stay healthy. They have to stay consistent. If they do, obviously, the season will go the way Cub fans want it to go. Yesterday, a very good start. The Stro Show, encore, encore.
I'd like to keep on seeing that, keep that guy healthy. And man, we talked about David Ross earlier. Life is good for a manager when every one of the guys that you point to in the bullpen comes in. Yeah, that's right. Come in and do your job. I mean, all right, I got Keegan. You're getting the first shot. That velocity better be up. Yeah. There it is. 95 miles per hour.
Boom.
For Keegan Thompson. Boom. Who comes in next? Say it with me. Brad Boxberger. Brad Boxberger comes in the eighth.
Boxberger with a tackle.
That's right. Boxberger. He has the double play behind him.
Nice play.
And then big Michael Fulmer. Fulmer does look like a closer.
I like Fulmer. I like the fact that Fulmer has experience as a starter. It informs his pitch selection as a closer.
Yeah.
He's a guy who is coming to the Cubs wanting to prove himself, wanting to, you know, rely and remind people he's had some success
he's
before.
He's had a nice career.
He's had a nice career.
He's had a good career.
I like him in that role. I think he's the one that makes the most sense now that your guy Rowan Wick is not here to pick a fight with Joey Votto. I like the fact that Michael Fulmer has the experience, and every closer's got to have a degree of gravitas, right?
Yes.
And he's got it.
He's got the look. He's got that right size, like the thick look about him. And, yeah.
The Cubs had such a good day that I kind of don't like the fact that they don't play today.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I want the momentum to continue.
Every year it's like this.
I know, but and they won last year opening day, too. And, you know,
and the Sox are playing. They have the
Sox benefit. Sox are playing tonight.
Being Lance indoors. Lynn. So Lance Lynn does not usually pitch well in Houston.
Has some bad memories probably when he takes that mound. The Cubs have the day off. I get it because of the schedule. I don't like it because I'd like to see them continue. But they don't play today. They play tomorrow. Justin Steele on the mound. 120 right here on the score. Pregame at 12:45 with Zach. We'll build a bridge to that beginning at 9 o'clock with Inside the Clubhouse, where Bruce Levine will inform us who our guests are going to be. I don't know yet.
And he's going to continue to back up his now MVP, Yoan Moncada. That double was something. Near triple last night for Yoan Moncada. Near triple.
He should have taken the double and been happy.
I know. I was trying to get to
it. And then he gets thrown out of third base. They review it. Grandal bails him out, hits the home run. But if he would have been on base, it would have been a two-run homer instead of a solo.
How about the ninth? So Andrew Vaughn hits the two for the White Sox, hits the two-run double.
Vaughn gone.
And then Vaughn, you are on your game. Did you do some writing? Are you writing again, Dave? What's going on here? Do you have a writer?
I always am writing.
Yeah.
Writer's right, Brody.
This is just
I don't know
so
if you know.
Good.
Writer's right.
The
they
stuff
always
coming
write.
Out of your mouth today.
I don't know.
I hope these guys are keeping track of this back here. I mean, just really good stuff. Was it the bottom of the ninth where Andrew Vaughn dropped the ball up against the net? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ronaldo Lopez is in the game.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, palm the forehead.
Right.
Like the Moncada thing. Because you just go to this bad place with the
White
Sox.
Wasn't it Abreu at the plate as well?
Yeah. Oh, no, how about Abreu making the error?
Oh, that was great.
On the Moncada play,
that was
right?
Great. That was like Michael Jordan missing a... Maybe not.
They even said on the... Well, that was just like the Bill Buckner play.
I know.
They called it the Bill Buckner play.
They went right
play.
To 1986 and Buckner.
A scalding line
because
drive.
Because every ground ball that goes between the legs of a first baseman is now going to be known as, since 1986, a Bill Buckner
but
play.
It looked nothing like the
not
like Bill Buckner moved... At a you watch Bill Buckner the way he was moving then, ugly.
So Grody, I want to ask you this: so the Cubs don't play today. There's nothing to watch or listen to.
Uh-huh.
We have the Sox tonight. You got the Cubs over the weekend. Certainly, they resume the series with the Brew Crew. You have the Sox in Houston. Also in Houston, by the way, the Final Four. How much will you watch? Will you be interested in, or are you going to be like me and tonight? With the Sox game on, also maybe during commercial, maybe longer than that, take a peek because you've got South Carolina and Iowa in the women's Final Four semifinal, and you have the perfect player in Caitlin Clark against the perfect team, unbeaten South Carolina. I'm intrigued by that. I think that, to me, is going to tempt me to watch more of that game than I will the White Sox.
Wow, I am
for a while. I don't know if I'm there totally yet, but
I am not.
Don't tell Bruce.
I'm with Bruce, man. I will not be tempted at all to watch closely the women's college basketball. Quite frankly, let's see, what time do the Sox play? The Sox are a night game on, what are they? Saturday... The Cubs play at 1:20.
Yeah.
So that's easy. I'm sorry.
Easy.
Did you just
go
through that?
12:45 here on the score.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
While you're looking, girl, let me tell you this. Yeah. You should pay attention to the Women's Final Four because a lot of people are. And right now, it's a tougher ticket than the Men's Final Four. It's a more expensive ticket thanks to our crack research by Brandon Fryer. The average price for a seat to the Men's Final Four, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn, your Miami Hurricanes.
You know what?
$234. Oh. 234, okay?
Okay.
That's according to SI Tickets. Now, that price, $97 less than the average women's Final Four ticket or seat, which now rests at $331. Women's Final Four, $331. Men's, $234. Historically, has that ever happened before? Ever?
No.
I don't even think things are changing, Grody.
This works out well. No, I'm still looking at this. Like, I'm plotting out the Saturday. Yeah, Cubs and Sox both play early on Saturday, so that'll flow into the Final Four.
Lucas Giolito, he pitches for the Sox. You got your guy Justin Steele for the Cubs.
I'll tell you what.
Build a bridge.
I am genuinely interested to see how I handle things on Saturday.
You're not even taking my bait on the Women's Final Four, are you?
I'm not.
You don't even care about Kayla Clark versus South Carolina.
I have zero interest in that. I have zero. I have practically no interest in the Men's Final Four. I'm not going to lie to you.
I have built this. You faked it pretty well.
I did.
You've been in 3 days this week, and let me tell you.
I fooled everybody.
You fooled me into thinking you actually cared about San Diego State, and you actually care about Miami.
I do care about Miami.
But aren't you...
I'm going to be curious, but I'm going to give it some time, but I just... I don't know. I don't know, Dave.
Didn't you like the way it set up the perfect women's basketball player, Caitlin Clark, the perfect team, South Carolina?
Okay.
This is a great marquee matchup.
Okay, I will try to get into it. No, I won't. No, thanks.
815, come on. Stroman, let's talk about Cease. We've talked about Cease. We've talked about Cease 815 texter so much that we were accused of being WSOX earlier.
Oh, yeah. This has been going on all morning,
since
quite frankly.
5:35.
Talk more Cubs. Talk more Sox. Talk more Cubs.
Brody, we were 7 minutes into this interlude.
Yeah.
And we were being accused of being the Sox station.
Fryer, let's get the minutes. How many minutes have we talked Cubs? How many minutes have we talked White Sox this morning? We like the official minutes before we take our final break.
You can break
break
it down at the break. Yeah, we'll figure that out when we come back, and we'll talk about it during transition. Transition is next with Dan and Lawrence. It's Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Okay, extra point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.